Blackstone Audio presents The New Deal, A Modern History by Michael Hiltzik. To Deborah, Andrew, and David. I do not look upon these United States as a finished product. We are still in the making. Franklin Roosevelt, February 23, 1936. I am an old campaigner, and I love a good fight. Franklin Roosevelt, October 26, 1936. Prologue. The Long Winter. I pledge myself to a new deal for the American people. Samuel I. Rosamond always claimed that he gave those words little thought when, holed up in a dining room of the Executive Mansion in Albany, New York, and fortified by a rough meal of boiled frankfurters and a pot of coffee, he scribbled them on a scrap of paper. At that moment, he was convinced they never would be uttered aloud. It was the early morning of July 1, 1932. In Chicago, the Democratic National Convention had completed its third ballot for the nomination for president. Rosamond's candidate, New York Governor Franklin D. Roosevelt, was still 88 votes short of the required two-thirds majority. Rosamond, who was Roosevelt's speechwriter, a charter member of his brain trust, and an old personal friend, had been drafting the governor's acceptance speech intermittently for months. The body of the speech had reached its final form several days earlier. All that remained to be drafted was the peroration, that uplifting oratorical coda penned to the end of every well-crafted speech. Rosamond had set aside the peroration for last, and during the frenetic